John Quincy Adams was the first president-elect to wear long pants to his inauguration. Before President John Quincy Adams, presidents wore what were known as breeches and stockings to their inaugurations. That was until President Adams in 1825 decided to be the first to wear long pants.
The narrative going forward from noon today onward, as it has been for some time, is to destroy the voices and eradicate the voices of those on the right. That's the effort. Make no mistake of what's going to happen after today at noon. The effort will continue to be to try to denigrate, demonize, and villainize Donald Trump and his presidency and those that supported him. It's not working, of course. Tens of millions of Americans continue to support this president. He has a 51% approval rating, according to Scott Rasmussen, on his last full day in office yesterday. 51%. Above half of the people asked approve of Donald Trump and his performance. The Democrats won the White House by less than 44,000 votes, but you would think that they won 44 states. They didn't. But their radical ideas are coming fast and furious, and they will come fast and furious in the first day. 17 executive orders on the way, targeting all sorts of things. Stopping construction of the border wall with Mexico. Setting a path to citizenship for tens of millions of people living here illegally. And setting up the invitation for caravans to come flooding north through Central America and into Mexico and then ultimately to the American border. These things will happen. The assault on the Second Amendment doesn't happen on day one, but it's coming soon. I can assure you of that. The assault's on free speech already underway. But tens of millions of Americans still stand with this president. And despite the denigration and the attacks from the mainstream media and the elites, because that's what it is, that's what they've never understood. The mainstream media and Democrats and those that were never Trumpers never understood what this was about and is about and will be about going forward. It is a rejection of elitist attitudes. It is a rejection of the conversation's closed. The science is settled. We can't discuss anything. Science is rarely, if ever, settled. Political conversations go on forever. But the efforts are going to be to silence anyone who doesn't agree with the orthodoxy of the left. That's what's happening today. That's what's going to be happening from noon today going forward. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. They will try to silence me and others, as we have discussed. But we will find a way to talk. Parler will come back. And I go back to Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, who says that it is Silicon Valley billionaires, just ones that have a little bit less money than him, that are trying to decide what you're allowed to see, hear, and say, and think. I would ask Elon Musk, maybe you could step forward, sir, and create a platform where everybody was welcome. And censorship was only for the most extreme things to be said. Freedom of speech, that's who we are. But going forward, it's going to be a little bit bumpy, to say the least. But the Democrats have no mandate. I had fun yesterday because I saw a post from a guy that I know who was saying, what are you going to do now, Republicans, to rebuild this party that's been destroyed over 4 years? What are you going to do to rebuild the party of my father and many of my friends that's been destroyed over 4 years? Destroyed? You're mistaken. Look at the results from the 2020 election. Look at it broad-based across the spectrum. Republicans picked up a dozen seats in Congress. Very conservative people. Very conservative people got elected from South Florida and elsewhere around this country. The Republicans, despite tens of millions of dollars spent by Eric Holder and Barack Obama in Florida, Republicans picked up 5 seats in the state House, a seat in the state Senate, strengthening their power in Florida. Same thing happened in Texas. In fact, across the country, Republicans flipped 3 state houses from blue to red. Democrats got 0. Republicans picked up a governorship in Montana. Democrats picked up 0. And as far as the Senate goes, yes, Georgia was a disappointing setback for Republicans and conservatives. However, Going into the election, we were told that Susan Collins would lose, Tom Tillis would lose, Steve Daines would lose, Joni Ernst would lose. Those four Senate seats are supposed to be in Democrat hands today. The Democrats shouldn't even have to worry about what happened in Georgia. In fact, they also told us they were going to beat Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. They should have 55 seats in the United States Senate right now and running wild. They don't. They're in an awkward tie. And so far, I've heard nothing about a power-sharing deal. You know what that means? Nothing gets out of committee. The Democrats can have the chairmanship of committees, but if it's 10-10, so what? They have a very difficult time getting anything out of committee and getting anything done. Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, great for you, Chuck. Can you get anything done? I don't think so. So when you look at what the Republican Party did in 2020, except for losing the two seats in Georgia, which was a great disappointment, and not retaining the White House, which there are a lot of questions about, and will be for the rest of my life, Republicans are stronger today in America than they have ever been. Conservative voices are stronger today in America than they've ever been in my lifetime. So don't sit there and say, well, you know, we lost it. Don't, no. Continue to fight for the local seats, for the school board, for the county commission. Those are the races that are critically important that we as conservatives have ignored for too many years because we were too busy working and doing other things. Pay attention to the local races. They are critically important. Critically important. You need to vote in those elections because here's the thing. The congressional races, not as easy to mess with. Local races, almost impossible to mess with. In most areas. Keep that in mind. Election integrity, the most critical issue facing us today might be election integrity in all of the states. And so for the states that have a Republican Senate and a Republican House and a Republican governor, do whatever Florida is doing and replicate that immediately. We'll be right back on the Steve Huber Show.